Dear brothers, how are your voice lessons going? His sheep follow him because they know his voice. John 10. One way to summarize our calling as God's children is to speak of it as voice lessons. In these voice lessons, our Good Shepherd captivates us with his winsome voice, so we never follow any voice that doesn't resonate with his. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize stranger's voice. John 10. One way to summarize our calling as under-shepherds is to speak of it as voice lessons. In these voice lessons, we learn our Good Shepherd's voice so well that we speak in imitation of him. Such imitation allows the flock to rest secure, confident they're hearing in their earthly shepherd a faithful echo of their heavenly shepherd's voice. The approaching summer provides opportunity to reflect on how our voice lessons are going. A sure sign of needing to ponder that question is when we are so harassed and hassled by deadlines and duties that our voices sound shrill and impatient. A sure sign of needing to ponder that question is when all the voices calling for our attention have stretched us so thin that the one voice that matters is drowned by the clamor. Then stop. Hear the voice of him who says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Push pause on your life's frenzied pace long enough to hear his voice remind you in repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Isaiah 30. Such Sabbath-like rest was the heartbeat of our seminary days when, in that seedbed, seminarium, we opened our mouths wide and our Good Shepherd filled them. That same Good Shepherd still has a patch of rich green grass on which he has written your name. He has some quiet waters marked off only for you. Resting there daily teaches you to love his voice even more. Pushing there day by day enables you to be amazed at how beautifully your voice can mimic his. How are your voice lessons going?